Hello, and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to discuss how to identify passive-aggressive behavior in yourself. We all have that friend, coworker, or family member that has a certain way of saying seemingly harmless words that make us feel bad about ourselves. Most compliments they give feel like a backhanded compliment, which is actually an insult disguised as a compliment. Some examples of this are, "Congratulations, I didn't expect you to get the job." "Wow, great job on finishing the marathon. That is amazing for your size and age." "You look great for your age." "I wish I was like you and didn't care about the way I looked." These same individuals may also have the habit of doing or purposely not doing something that will often impede the actions of others. And most of the time, they will do all of these behaviors in an innocent manner, without a hint of malice or anger. An example of this behavior is repeatedly procrastinating and not completing a task in order to get out of doing it. Instead of directly refusing to do the task, they will hinder any progress by either not completing the task or doing it in a way that is unacceptable, and therefore making it impossible to complete. It is interesting to note that often the people who exhibit the most passive-aggressive behaviors are the ones who are thought of as the nicest people in the room. They will often be seen as nice and accommodating individuals, but behind their smile and calm demeanor, there is repressed anger and aggression. These emotions are often difficult for them to process and express, and without a healthy outlet, these emotions will manifest in their words and behaviors. Essentially, passive-aggressive behavior is the manifestation of anger and other negative emotions that have no other mode of expression. The term passive-aggressive behavior was used and defined by Colonel William C. Menninger during World War II. It was used to describe soldiers who were not directly defiant, but who showed their disobedience, what he called aggressiveness, by passive means such as procrastination, pouting, stubbornness, inefficiency, and passive obstructionism. It is important to recognize what passive-aggressive behavior is, so you can be aware of it and not engage in it. If you are someone who exhibits narcissistic tendencies and engages in passive-aggressive behavior, you may come from a background where you learn that expressing anger directly is unsafe and will only make the situation worse. You may have been raised in an environment where no one expressed what they were truly feeling, so you learn to repress your own feelings. You may have been punished for expressing valid anger and frustration, and because of this, you may have learned to express these emotions in other indirect ways. As a result of this, you may also have difficulty in asking directly for what you want and need, and may resort to using manipulative tactics in order to get what you need. Essentially, passive-aggressive behavior is the covert and indirect expression of anger and other emotions that you are not able to express directly. Quite often, individuals who engage in passive-aggressive behaviors are not fully aware that they are exhibiting these traits. They may have learned to see this type of behavior as normal, because this is how they were taught to communicate. As a result of this, there will often be a disconnect between their true unexpressed feelings and what they say and do. They have become so detached from being able to express certain emotions that instead they will engage in habitual and unintentional passive-aggressive behaviors. For example, they may have been raised in an environment where difficult conversations were avoided. They were perhaps even dealt with in a joking manner. As a result, when they are confronted with a difficult conversation that elicits anger or any other emotion that is tough for them, they will deny having these feelings. They are unable to be honest and upfront about having these negative feelings, They will instead remain cool and calm, but will express their anger by engaging in the passive-aggressive behavior of giving you the silent treatment. They will sulk and withdraw from the argument and will shut down emotionally. They will avoid any direct confrontation. Another form of passive-aggressive behavior is using sarcasm towards others. They may say horrible things to you, and when you become upset, they may state, "I was only joking. Can't you take a joke?" Sarcasm is a common way for a passive-aggressive person to express hostility out loud, but in a socially acceptable indirect way. Another way they may express their anger is by using indirect hostility. They may provoke you to the point that you are extremely upset and frustrated. And once you express your anger after being repeatedly provoked, they will act surprised that you are so upset. It's important that once you become aware that you are engaging in this behavior, that you learn to pause and reflect as to why you are behaving in this way. What is it that you are truly feeling? And why is it difficult for you to express? I often suggest to my clients that once they become aware of the behavior, they need to learn to be mindful of it. Whenever possible, I recommend that they express their true feelings in a healthy and constructive way. By allowing yourself the freedom to express how you truly feel, you can begin to feel comfortable feeling your emotions without fear of any negative repercussions. By learning to express how you feel, you can begin to minimize the passive-aggressive behaviors in your life. I hope this message finds you well today, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry, and until next time, see you soon.